Are salmon social creatures? That's the question a pair of researchers are trying to figure out.
50-some million fish last season migrated into Bristol Bay in the course of just a couple of weeks, and that's sort of a classic thing, is that the fish all come at the same time. And sort of curious to think, is there a potential social role in that? They all come as a major wave, and is it because that they are in these groups and that they are using social dynamics to help aid their migrations?
That was UAF Fisheries Professor Peter Wesley. By digging fake streams at an Oregon lab, he and colleague Andrew Birdall are trying to figure out why salmon choose the streams they do.
So we actually tested this idea by giving steelhead that had migrated home to a hatchery. We brought them to the Oregon Hatchery Research Center and put them in these artificial streams and gave them a choice between water that smelled more like home, so it had some of the water from their home hatchery, or all of the foreign water that came from the stream where the Hatchery Research Center was based. And so one of the things that we showed with this steelhead system, that indeed fish that are moving upstream and moving around are very social. They don't move independently. They're in groups moving around.
Wesley says there are plenty of details still to work out, and so far they just have a tantalizing teaser of some possible results. He and Birdall have been interested in this social side of fish behavior for some time, and their collaboration started with a paper that just looked at existing literature and data and came up with the big hypothesis.
Poses this idea of a collective social role of salmon as they're migrating home, such that salmon or other migratory fish can school together, and by being in groups, they can share information and pool their abilities to navigate and orient, and by doing so, the group is much more likely to get home than if the group was smaller or if the individual is traveling by itself, where the onus of getting to the right spot would all be on the individual.
Wesley says he thinks smell or pheromones play a role in salmon communication, but that's part of what he'd like to test. For now, the studies look at steelhead, mostly for simplicity. Wesley says they're a good proxy for salmon, because they're pretty similar fish in terms of life history and making a predictable return to their birthplace.
They are a good model for these migratory seagoing fish that come back home. They have subtle differences in life history, but in terms of the social aspects and the migration and orientation, I think they're a good model.
Not everything about the study is a direct translation to the natural world, and there are plenty of changes and questions to address in the future. Wesley says they hope to repeat the experiment with a stronger scent of the home streams. And they might change the timing of the study to tie in more closely to when steelhead are actually on the move. Somewhere on the list, he says he'd also like to look at how wild fish fare.
The challenge is always trying to scale from what you're doing at sort of a experimental level up into the complexity of nature and trying to assess, you know, what you've done at this small controlled scale. Does it relate to nature as a whole? It's always a challenge.
But it's a challenge Wesley says he's excited to keep looking at. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.